This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is the top of the hour, America. How are you? Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. This portion of the show being brought to you by our good friends at PolyMBA. Go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, up at the right-hand corner, and you can read all about PolyMBA. It is an incredible breakthrough that is resolving cancer. Even the Anderson Medical Clinic is verifying that, not to mention the many people that have been afflicted by cancer that have gotten a relief from this incredible product. I'll let you read all about it. Of course, the FDA says you can't say the C word, but somehow they say we can say resolves, and that's okay. I know you say, what's the difference? It's what keeps everybody out of trouble, but try it for yourself. I'm telling you, this is an incredible breakthrough product. I highly recommend it to you. PolyMBA, click on the banner heading there on our website, and then let me know, all right? Let's see here. We've got the DNC. Let's talk about the Democratic Party for just a moment. You know, the big takeaway for me in watching what happened in Pennsylvania is that the way Democrats could win is they have to present themselves more Republican, more blue dog Democrat. I mean, you know, quite ironically and interestingly, you have a candidate. Yes, I mean, he looks good. I mean, you might say, yes, he came from, you know, as they say, from central casting. A perfect good-looking candidate for the Democrats, but also as a former Marine, you know, the way he presented himself, you know, not aligning himself with Nancy Pelosi in anything. He just said, hey, I'm against Nancy Pelosi. You know, I don't think she should be the chair and or be holding the gavel if Democratic Party was to take over. You know, and there's been a movement here of recent years, even more so, and it seems to be growing, that Nancy Pelosi should be looking for an exit ramp. I know that's hard for her to even consider because she has been the grand madame of the House for so many years, and she has worked her way in a position of influence and the one that gets the last word. But maybe times are changing, especially with the results that the Democratic Party have gotten of late. But this is encouraging for them, so maybe the takeaway for them is that they need to abandon their radical ways. In fact, listen to what the former DNC Chairman Ed Rendell admitting that the Democratic Party has become too radical.
Working class voters that helped put Donald Trump over the top, particularly Laura, in those 10 key swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, then you better change your tune and get back to the Democratic principles of the party of old, which is more pragmatist, centrist, and moderate, and reject the Pelosi and Barack Obama, a far left kind of radical approach.
And Governor Rendell, I said this for some time, and others have as well, that's where the Democrats' sweet spot always was, the party of the little guy. And somehow the Democrats became the party of, like, the teachers' unions, of the trial lawyers, of the Planned Parenthood. And I think they missed, just like the Republicans did in a different way, they missed the heart of America. And the heart of America runs right through Pennsylvania, right through Pennsylvania.
No question, you're right. The core values of the Democratic Party going back 50 years are values that most Americans agree with. And we've gotten away from them. We play identity politics. It isn't good. And I tell my progressive friends, I said, Con Lamb will cast a very important vote, and the vote that you should care most about, and that's for the next Speaker of the House. Whether it's Nancy Pelosi or somebody else, if it's a Democrat, we can bring legislation to the floor that we can't get to the floor now. That's the single most important thing. And if we want to be a party that really controls, we have to understand that, and our progressive wing has to understand it most of all.
I'd say whether you want to be a party that controls, do you want to be a party that participates? Do you want to be part of the solution instead of creating new problems? That has been the legacy of the Democratic Party, unfortunately, of recent time. And it's going to take some time in order to reverse that perspective. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, we've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, great to have you along with us. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. I got to tell you personally, I have such high regard for Jerome, for what he has done in terms of going out there and pursuing the truth, reporting on the truth, doing all the hard work, the investigative hard work that is so necessary today, especially in this world of fake news that we're inundated with. And I appreciate his dedication to the truth. And as I mentioned, all the hard work. He worked for 12 years as a senior staff reporter for WND.com, previously WorldNet Daily, from 2004 through January 17. He is now with InfoWars. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for InfoWars with Alex Jones. And Dr. Corsi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, as always. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S. and the secret plan to destroy President Trump. What your book does is it really congeals a lot of what's out there. I mean, and this is the thing that with any kind of news reporting is you get a lot of loose threads. But this is why we rely on people such as yourself, and you know, we've kind of given up a little bit on the mainstream media, because although there's still some investigative reporters, unfortunately, the agenda is so driven that we're getting a biased perspective. And that's not to say we don't hold biases. I mean, we all do, but we would hope that at the end of the day we could get to the point that where it, you know, we get true reporting and we're out of the dogmatic. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Bill. And there's still facts that have to be contended with, and I try to start at the facts without judgment about them and see where the facts lead. And this book, Killing the Deep State, both reveals a plot that the hard left Democrats launched with operatives in the CIA, Department of Justice, the FBI, to deny Donald Trump a victory in 2016, and then if he did win, to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
And the book goes beyond really laying out that case and explaining how, you know, the deep state really concocted what amounted to a coup d'etat plan.
Mm-hmm.
The book also shows how Donald Trump is fighting it and needs to fight it. I mean, I have spent an enormous amount of time when I was in my younger career.
Mm-hmm.
Working in public relations, how I worked my way through college, and I was trained by Edward Bernays, who was one of the most prominent creators of public relations and one of the most brilliant analysts of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And as I point out, that this Russian narrative, this Russian collusion narrative, is a propaganda attack, disinformation, because
exactly
there's no evidence that supports that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. The evidence is overwhelming that Seth Rich was the one who stole from within the Democratic National Committee and John Podesta emails. Even Admiral Lyons makes that in a very convincing article he just published this weekend, that case. And, but, you know, the problem with a propaganda attack is if you can't answer it with the truth.
Right.
So, you know, Donald Trump says there's no evidence that I colluded with Russia. Well, so Mueller and the Democrats say, we'll find it. We just haven't looked hard enough yet.
That's
we'll
right.
find
That's,
it.
Yeah. It's like global warming. You know, we just keep, we'll make a case somewhere down the line. We just don't have enough time.
Yeah, the facts don't support us right now. We'll just keep looking until we can find or create facts that look like we're right. And so the way you defeat it is the way that I think Donald Trump has launched a counterattack. And, you know, really the point of killing the deep state is how we expose this corruption to the American people, this cancer, this intelligence agency-driven cancer within the government, and the corruption of our Justice Department, justice system. How we defeat it is Donald Trump has systematically pointed out the contrary evidence that undermines the Democratic Party position. In other words, it's very shocking to find out that the FBI, the Department of Justice, advanced this Fusion GPS memo written by Christopher Steele, Brit, that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. It was opposition research. They did not tell the FISA court that the FBI and Department of Justice could not independently verify that this dossier was true in any respect.
Right.
And yet they get permission to start electronic surveillance on Donald Trump's campaign through one individual, Carter Page, who I still think was an operative of the Department of Justice and, you know, a paid undercover agent. So they start electronic surveillance on Page, and anybody Page talks to can be also under electronic surveillance.
Right.
And then that expands until you've got virtually Donald Trump's entire campaign and his transition and 6 months into the administration under NSA, CIA, Democratic-controlled Department of Justice, electronic surveillance, which I think is unconscionable.
Right. Well, not to mention unconstitutional. But, Jerome, let's go back here just a moment. The situation with the deep state, you know, we're focused on it now because Donald Trump has been a force in terms of unveiling exposure. He's been an exposing force in our government. The deep state, has it not existed, you know, for years? I mean, you could probably even, you and I have discussed this before, could even say there was a deep state around that could be associated with the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Well, I think, Bill, that was the first time we became aware as Americans that there was a shadow government. And the evidence that has come out since the JFK assassination has made it clear how the deep state works to create this official narrative, this cover story, you know, a crazy nut does the killing, Reed Lee Harvey Oswald, with a weapon that even the Italian army couldn't shoot anyone with during World War II, Reed Mannlicher Carcano rifle, and then he suddenly gets killed.
Yes, right.
And, you know, so the Patsy story, and that's the official narrative, and anybody who disagrees with it is immediately branded as a kook, a conspiracy theorist, a nutcase.
Right.
And then we find out, you know, for instance, that, yes, the CIA has been dealing drugs in the Vietnam War, and it was continuing to deal drugs, and even through Iran-Contra. I mean, what about the drugs flown into Arkansas from Colombia when Bill Clinton was governor? We find these, and this information that is produced by credible journalists that the mainstream media ignores, but yet important scholars, Dale Peter Scott, for instance, my reference, points out this is the deep state, the shadow government at work.
Exactly. And and in their wake, our bodies. You mentioned Seth Rich. I mean, probably the most recent body that seems to run in the shadow of the deep state. And anything that, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know of anybody that you could meet that has bodies in their wake. And the Clinton family, it just in terms of reasonableness and consideration, Jerome, this is bizarre, isn't it?
It is, though, very much. It demands investigation.
Well, we're talking with Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, and more from him on his new book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S. and the secret plan to destroy our president, Donald Trump. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, and we're here to keep it up front and, help you remember that it is the basis of this country. And you have to understand how the Constitution, it's a war on the Constitution. It's the war on conservative thought. And I would say on the institutions that you and I grew up with and we held dear, and they're all being challenged. And we're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, as I mentioned, New York Times bestselling author, and we're talking about his new book, but also, to the way our culture, the way our institutions are being attacked are incredible. And of course, a recent example of this is Google. Google went after Dr. Corsi, and they canceled his channel, his YouTube channel, because what this comes down to is, a violation of our First Amendment right. But this doesn't stop, it doesn't stop these people and people who believe that somehow we need to have our thoughts controlled and speech controlled, from operating. Dr. Corsi, tell us about what happened with YouTube.
Well, they started, taking down my various videos. I had only been really posting for about 3 weeks, really doing this decoding of this intelligence agent who's service, this QAnon, this Q intelligence agent. And then they just canceled my account. I found 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my Gmail no longer worked. That was linked to the Google email. And then I had to reestablish that. And then our YouTube account was canceled with no explanation, no attempt to really argue with them. And I blasted them on Twitter. I blasted Eric Schmidt and the others because there was censorship going on. And
exactly.
They had brought in the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is famous for hating everybody that in any way is conservative or libertarian. And so the next day, I guess Google didn't want to fight because I was in the process, and pretty well we had taken it to the president, and I think there's going to be repercussions of this and the a demand for an Internet Bill of Rights, which I'm pushing.
Right.
That we need to have the First Amendment apply to the Internet. These content giants in Silicon Valley with their hard left ownership and leadership cannot exclude, not in the United States, not while we still have the First Amendment, conservatives and libertarians from their space or participating in the dialogue. This was an attempt to get, I think Google and YouTube wanted conservatives, all the libertarians, InfoWars, off the Internet before the midterm elections.
Exactly. Yeah, this is very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, what happened here. And thank God for Dr. Corsi that he did go after him. And now Google has since reversed their position, correct?
Yes, I think Google decided it was probably better not to fight. I said, Eric Schmidt, who is the creator of Google largely, I said, you want to rumble, let's rumble, let's fight. You pick your back alley, sure, pick it.
Right.
Let's get over there now, let's duke it out.
Yeah.
Let's take it into the federal district court right now. Let's take it into the FCC and the Federal Trade Commission, because we need an Internet Bill of Rights. And if you don't believe in that, let's duke it out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they live to come back and torment somebody else another day. They just ran up against the wrong hombre, Dr. Corsi, and you put them in their place. But, the Bill of Rights will go a long way. An Internet Bill of Rights would go a long way, for all of us, freedom-thinking patriots that want to support free speech. I mean, this isn't, for goodness sakes, this isn't Berkeley,
We don't need a cultural revolution from, if the Democratic Party wants to become a socialist or European-style communist party, fine, they'll marginalize themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, don't kill the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're intolerant, they don't want to hear anybody's speech except their own ideological dribble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, I'm happy to debate their ideological point of view, but I'm not happy to be censored out of YouTube, which is a major megaphone on the Internet. And if Eric Schmidt thinks he can get away with that, I'm happy to expose, and I'm in the process now of exposing every click you make goes right to the CIA because Google was created by the CIA.
Mm.
It worked with Hillary's campaign.
Right.
And it's providing all the information the NSA has got on this PRISM system to micro-target every individual American in the country.
Mm.
And you might as well say Google equals CIA. That's the theme I'm now investigating. And Eric Schmidt wants to fight. Let's duke it out.
Well, back to your book, Killing the Deep State reveals who really controls the U.S., the secret plan to destroy President Trump. As you laid out in our earlier segment, Jerome, you have this shadow government that has been in operation, if the truth be known. I mean, you and I just even went back to JFK. You might even say it's been going, I mean, you could probably say from day one of our history, there were antithetical forces to this great American experiment. They have laid low and they have strategically taken control of key institutions. And, man, I'm telling you, it's like we are surrounded and the lights are coming on. Thank you very much, Donald Trump. And we're seeing that we have people all dressed up like, you know, like patriots and, you know, God-fearing Americans. And these are people with an alternate agenda.
Well, this whole New World Order crowd thinking that the United States of America is a nice little transitional experiment that needs to be abandoned in favor of international control. The international bankers, I mean, we've had various bouts of it. The 1913 Woodrow Wilson was a major chapter in the internationalism.
Exactly.
You know, we have the Federal Reserve and income tax as a result of this. I think Donald Trump, given enough time, is going to attack and destroy both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump understands that along with the underlying forces of this new world order, you know, and it's left and right. The Bushes were much on the CIA New World Order as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a corporate press. It comes with a Pravda. It comes with the mainstream media that's told what to print, that lies, that covers up, won't investigate the news, won't get deep into what's truly happening. I mean, that's where, you know, I've found my career on working with Joseph Farah, working with Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We're a disruptive media because we demand the investigation produce the truth.
Right. Well, you're not beholden. You're not beholden to these entities that are controlling your career and in some cases even your life that are interested primarily in the truth, whether it's Alex or Joseph Farah. I mean, this is why even with our show, as independent as we are, you know, because I have authors that come on, Jerome, and they go, you can talk about that? And I go, well, yeah, why? Why? Because,
right, exactly.
Bill, I you don't know how many thousands of people in shows that I go to, I am told I can't talk about that.
Well,
I go, well, here, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. So this is why I guess you and I have been joined at the hip almost instantly from the first time we met.
Well, that's correct. That's right, Bill. We share the same dedication to the Constitution of the United States and the values therein and to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, the mainstream media, you'll be told what your script, you'll be handed the script.
Yes.
You deviate from that, your career's over.
Right.
You know, your chain will be pulled, even on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly, they have to be fair and balanced, means we get flooded with ideologues on the left and have to, you know, basically screen out half of what Fox is showing even today.
Exactly.
The point is, and this is the point of my book, of the killing of the deep state, is that if we're going to recover, we need a second American Revolution, and it's in the process. And I know no one better than Donald Trump to lead it. He didn't need the job. He's a brilliant man. He's got great courage, and he's going to set us back on the path of the Constitution.
But he needs reinforcements. He needs help, Jerome. This is the thing. And I, whether it's so-called Republicans and independents, freedom, truly, freedom-loving, truth-telling, people committed to the constitutional values of our founding fathers. We need patriots to come forth and come alongside this president. Not that he's perfect, but we can all serve a need to the ultimate end of getting this country back on track, don't you say?
Yes, in my book, Killing the Deep State, calls on patriots, anonymous patriots, people all over the nation who will rise up and defend the Republic.
Well, Dr. Corsi, we're out of time. Thank you again for the book. We appreciate it and the time on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 markets that you get to enjoy Bill Martinez on, of course, online is nice and convenient when you're close to your computer, but Red State Alert Radio, the cable radio digital network, and even overseas via shortwave, we welcome you all to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Former bank CEO, senior fellow from R Street Institute is with us right now to talk about the Senate's Dodd-Frank reform efforts. Alex Pollack joins us now. Alex, how are you, sir? Hello? Alex, are you there? Okay, I'm not hearing him, Brad. If somehow we can put the two wires together, maybe we can connect here. Hello? Okay. Well, while we're trying to deal with the connectivity of things. Okay, now we have Alex Pollack with us. Alex, can you hear me okay?
You got me now?
Oh, yeah, hey.
Okay, good. If I'm with you, then I'm glad.
Hey, Well, it's good. You know, in my old engineering class, whenever we would troubleshoot things, and of course, my dad was an electronic engineer. He really knew this stuff, but I had to get my first class license for broadcasting. And so he would laugh because I'd say, well, the answer for every troubleshooting problem we dealt with electronically was there must be a knot in the cord. So he kind of appreciated that bent sense of humor. And so sometimes that's what I feel like, is that we get knots in the cord and we can't connect. But once, you know, Bradley worked it out, we got the knot, and so you and I are connected. I want to talk about Dodd-Frank, bipartisan support on advancing a plan to make some needed adjustments on this Dodd-Frank banking rules. What are you saying?
I say that's right. It's a relatively modest reform, although it's important, and it'll be good when they get it done, which it looks like they will. And the reason it's more modest is because to get the bipartisan support in the Senate, which is what it takes to get something through the Senate, they've done some things which you might say are the most obvious reforms, but it's good to do them. And the House has already passed a broader reform measure, so I think they'll be able to get together here and we'll have a law. The biggest thing the Senate bill does is to take some of the really onerous and regressive bureaucracy and regulation off the small financial institutions, the banks and thrifts, so that they can spend their energy trying to serve their customers instead of filling out papers for the government.
Exactly. Well, over the years, you and I have discussed this. The evidence is empirical that parts of Dodd-Frank, although well-intentioned, I would say, just have not working. But this is the nature of bureaucracy, is that once something is passed, you know, it seems like there's no allowance or accommodation to make some smart moves to say, can we tweak it without having to re-litigate and re-legislate everything.
Yeah, that's true. There's the as we know, there's a tremendous inertia to bureaucracy, which tends to feed on itself and get worse and worse. So this does take the Congress to fix, and this, I think, is going definitely in the right direction, so we hope they get it done.
Well, I know the banks are excited, especially the smaller banks, because basically, you know, again, you get the unintended consequences that Ed Conard speaks about, you know, that occur with legislation. You've said this as well, and, you know, it has hurt the hometown banks unfairly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely has, and that's the vast majority of banks. There are about 5,600 or 5,700 banks in the country, and 5,500 of them are little, and they'll all be helped by this. So that's something very much worth doing.
Well, here, I'm with you on this. Anytime we can get the hometown team bank working, you know, on behalf of its local citizens, because there is a distinct advantage for the neighborhood bank. You know, I think of It's a Wonderful Life comes to mind very, very quickly. And I think, you know, that's what we need more of, is the celebration of the hometown bank.
Well, you know, if I could mention one really important thing in this respect that's in the bill, is among the things that the Dodd-Frank Act piled bureaucracy on was, of course, the home mortgage lending. And a really good provision in this bill is that if the small bank is keeping the loan for itself, so it's the real lender, it's deciding on the risk, it's making a deal with its own customer, and it's keeping the loan, then a bunch of the mortgage regulatory bureaucracy goes away. I think that's a really great and sensible provision, because all of much of the problem was people who made loans and didn't keep them. They were passing the risk on to somebody else, I'm talking about 15 years ago. So when the hometown bank is making the loan, it's going to live with that loan with its own customer, then to release it from the dead hand of the bureaucrats, I think it's a great idea.
Alex, if you would, for our audience sake, because there's been so much spin around Dodd-Frank, led by the poster woman herself, Elizabeth Warren, that, you know, we had to have Dodd-Frank in place to protect us from these mean big banks, for all the damage that was done, you know, wanted to blame the economic collapse on these big institutions that were too big to fail, and we were going to show them once and for all. Can you give us a real quick surmise on, you know, Dodd-Frank, what its intention was and how it fell short?
Glad to. And, of course, you're right. You mentioned before you can have good intentions and do things that are really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have good intentions and make really mistaken assumptions, like the assumption that the government knows what's right and so it can tell people what to do. And Dodd-Frank is both of those. Dodd-Frank was passed in 2010 by the Democratic Congress and on a pure party line vote, and it was a large political overreaction to the problems. So there were obviously problems, but this was an overreaction which went in the way of creating vast amounts of bureaucracy. I call Dodd-Frank the Faith in Bureaucracy Act.
I think it's a
fair name for it. So now we're getting around to correcting some of that. There's also the case that very important contributions to the financial crisis and to the housing bubble in particular were made by the government itself, thinking it knew what it was doing, especially with Fannie Mae.
Fannie and Freddie, exactly.
And, of course, one of the things that Dodd-Frank didn't even touch was Fannie and Freddie, and there's no reform of them to this day.
Amazing. That's the thing that's most amazing to me, because I remember when the Republicans, you know, talked to, was it Franklin Raines who was head? Was he head of Fannie or Freddie at the time?
He was the CEO of Fannie Mae.
Okay. So they bring him in, and, of course, the Black Caucus circles the wagons around them and accuses the Republicans of, a lynching, as they said, quote, unquote. So immediately they threw the race card in, and then, what, within 6 months, Franklin Raines exited with a golden parachute. And then, of course, then Freddie and Fannie get exposed big time. And it's amazing. I mean, this is our government that is supposed to be looking out for us. Nobody goes to jail. Nothing is resolved here. And they're just rolling on down the way because, you know, as Jonathan Gruber said, the American people are just too stupid and we're not paying attention.
Well, we need to pay attention.
Yes.
The founding fathers had it right. They set up a limited government, and these limits have to be in place.
Well, when government, in a sense, is allowed to do brain surgery on itself, this is what you get. You get Dodd-Frank, and you get all these scrupulous and dubious pieces of legislation that, at the end of the day, end up hurting us more than helping us, as you say, the unintended consequences. Gosh, I really appreciate Alex, you coming on and clearing this up and keeping us informed, and of course look forward to our next visit here on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, and look forward to next time too.
You got it. Alex Pollock on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness, because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom.
They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. You are the air.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, and oh, do I have a treat for you. John Irwin is joining us. Always good to be talking with John. Of course, John from the world-famous Irwin Brothers, a directing team that focus on developing and producing unique stories. You see, you can hear him chuckling in the background, because whenever you brag about people that are humble, they can't help but chuckle a bit. But but let me say, John, wow, you're all that you and your brother have done over the years. Your reputation precedes yourself. It has been time-honored, joyful, brilliant, entertaining, anything that you would want by way of a production of films, and certainly films that are, you know, family-friendly that you can take your kids to.
Yeah, that's the goal. It's to build up trust. I mean, I think... we're storytellers, you know, and there can be incredible power to the right story. And if you can make film, you know, our goal is to make films that are entertaining, that are emotionally relatable, no matter what you believe, that are trustworthy for you and your whole family. Nothing will offend you about them, but that showcase truth and draw people to truth. You know, Andy and I say that we dream of the return of Frank Capra, you know, the legendary filmmaker from the 40s and 50s. And you know, I think it's just time that we use this tool wisely, as Christians, and that we tell stories that matter, that draw people to things that we believe are true. And we found that they can be incredible tools, and it's just a fun job. I mean, to get to tell stories for a living, and to get to see ideas come to life and work with the people we get to work with, It's an incredible thing.
See, all that fun stuff in Birmingham, Alabama, you and your brothers shooting pictures in the backyard and all this and leading to ESPN, movies like Mom's Night Out now and Woodlawn, you know, who would have thought? And I got to tell you, John, you and your brother have been such a blessing to the Christian community, because the heart's cry of Christians for many years has been, look, we see what's happening in Hollywood, these big productions. They look so great. And Christian films, you know, yeah, not so good, you know. And then you and others have come along and are starting to give glory to God in a way that he should be represented. And we're grateful for that.
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, I claim the words of George Lucas, who said films are never complete, they're only abandoned. So ours are full of mistakes and things that I would love to go back and change. But I'll tell you this, I think it's time that we really reach as high as we can to make the best films that we can, and to really earn the message that we care about, not use it as a crutch. And that's our goal. I mean, quality is our number one core value, and let's make these films better and better so that they can be seen by more and more people. And that's the goal. And not to say that the films are perfect, but that's what we reach for. And we try to just go further and push harder. And my hope is that, if you look like a story like I Can Only Imagine, you know, it was very much the emergence of Christian music. And now, you know, on the backs of a few pioneers, like Michael B. Smith and Amy Grant and others, you know, there's an established playing field where new voices can be heard and have a job. And that's what we hope to do with film. I remember Sean Astin, we've done a couple films together. He was great in season two of Stranger Things, by the way. But he said, John, I see you guys as frontiersmen and pioneers. Mm-hmm. And I said, thanks, Sean. That's an honor. That's what we want to do. He said, you know, trouble is, John, most frontiersmen die on the frontier. And I'm like, well, I never thought about that, but the trail will be clearly marked and I'll be pointing to the summit, you know, frozen on the mountainside or whatever. Mm. And I hope that, you know, I love that line. If I see clearly, it's because I stand on the shoulders of giants. You know, we've climbed up on the shoulders of others, and hopefully a new wave of talent will climb up on our shoulders.
You'll be the next set of shoulders.
You know, and I hope that we'll blink our eyes and we'll be competing with Star Wars. I mean, I really do think that's possible. There's enough of us. We have plenty of money as Christians. We have just lacked the cultural, willpower and a unified strategy. And I see that changing. So I think we have a lot of opportunities and I'm glad to be a part of that first wave in whatever capacity God allows us to. And it's fun to just still be in the game and be telling stories for a living. I mean, it's an amazing job.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned I Can Only Imagine. It is set for release on March 16th. Great day, by the way. I want you to know, because it happens to be my birthday. So I'm glad that
That's
you
great.
Picked that day just in time, because I Can Only Imagine, of course, everybody's favorite Mercy Me's hit song that inspired this movie. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, and by the way, with the date, you've got a great birthday. I was with a filmmaker friend of mine. He said, how did you guys pick your date? And I said, well, we're going to release it early March, and their Mercy Me's tour was over on the 11th. And so we thought, well, the Friday after that is the 16th. And he said, your date is
316.
You know,
exactly.
What an amazing thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, this was planned. Of course.
That's right. Of course it was.
We're that smart. Of course it was planned.
Yeah.
But I Can Only Imagine is, of course, the best-selling, most-played Christian song of all time. And it has brought hope to so many, even in my own life. You know, at difficult times in my life, I Can Only Imagine has been an anchor for me and for my family. And it's been that for millions and millions of people. But there's an incredible story behind the song that nobody is aware of. And I remember when Bart was talking to my brother to see if we would consider the movie as it was in development elsewhere. And, you know, we're a story first company. So it's all about what's the story and does it move us? And, you know, you can always know that about Andy and I and Irwin Brothers. If we're bringing a film to you, it's because it's a film we want to see and a film that moves us, you know, because, those are the only films that we make. And so, I asked Bart, I said, Bart, if I were to put a gun to your head and say, is God real? What do you say? And he said, absolutely. And I said, how do you know? And he said, because of the change I saw in my dad. He said, I watched a monster transform into my best friend and the man I wanted to become. Mm-hmm. And it was that relationship that reconciled. Their relationship was beyond repair. Mm-hmm. And yet God restored it and redeemed it. And in the fourth quarter of this man's life, Arthur, Bart's dad, he totally changed. And it was that transformation and that relationship that inspired this song. And so nobody knows that. And, yeah. And I find that incredible. And so it's just a beautiful thing. And I think, something that we can all, relate to and we can all glean from that, you know, no relationship is beyond God's forgiveness and grace and restoration. And no person is beyond God's grace and forgiveness. And God can change anybody and he can change the worst of us. Mm-hmm. And that is the proof of Christianity is in the lives that it changes. And so that was just, I couldn't get it out of my mind. It was like a splinter in my mind. I thought we have to tell this story. We have to make this movie. And I'm very pleased with what came of it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I've heard of Bart's story before with his father, and this is our redeeming God, our God that says it's not over, and who says, "Hey, look it, I'm still in with you." And as you say, the fourth quarter of his life, I mean, all that Bart had to experience as a young man with his dad, you would think, how do you get these parties back together? You know, but for the grace of God, right?
Well, that is the gospel, you know, and that is, you know, we all have our story. And I remember Dennis Quaid, iconic actor. I mean, he was doing movies before I was born and iconic movies like
that. I know, I'm looking at the cast here. This is stellar cast.
Yeah. And it's just, he's such an iconic movie star. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I've never played transformation on film like this before. I've never played a character that could change this dramatically, and to know that it really happened is incredible. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible to see him. I mean, just really turn in my opinion, a performance that is incredible and very unique in his body of work. I mean, it was very authentic and humble and powerful, powerful performance. And, you know, that is the great message of this film. I think this film will make you laugh and it will make you cry. And hopefully it will give you that same rush of hope that the song gave us all the first time we heard it. But the enduring message of it is that God has the power to change your life, your situation, your relationship. And you can't be too far gone for the God that we serve. And that's an incredible message.
Well, and this movie is going to add a dimension to that song. As you said, so many of us who have sang that song, been blessed by that song, not knowing what was behind the inspiration of what Bart was writing for us. Wow. I mean, it is going to add something quite powerful that is going to bless the Christian community. I would say make sure that you have your shoes anchored onto your feet because they're liable to be blown right off of them, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, Our motto is progress, not perfection, and we want each film to build on the last. And I feel like this is a leap forward from anything that we've done before. There's just an emotional power to the story, you know. And we've fallen in love with true stories with our film Woodlawn. And then going on from that, the documentaries on Steve McQueen. I just think that there's power to the truth. I think that there's a power to something that really happened. It's undeniable, and we've seen tens of thousands of people come to Christ, mostly young teenagers, with Woodlawn, you know, and I think it's just because they crave what they see, because it's, you know, mass media is kind of the language of the time, and to know that what they see really happened, and if it really happened to those people, it can happen to me, is a powerful thing. So I think it becomes a powerful tool to Christians to use at this neutral site called a movie theater.
Exactly.
And it's exciting to be able to give those tools. But this one to me feels like a substantial leap and just a really strong story. And I give testament to Bart to for his courage to tell the story.
Yeah.
And
he's very vulnerable.
Willing to tell the story.
Exactly.
Yeah. And be honest about his past and his history. And I hope that we do it justice, and certainly in the screens that we've had.
I'm sure you will.
Audience, this movie.
John, we're out of time. We got to leave it right there. Thank you. And also your brother and the team that put this together, coming soon to theater near you on a great day. A happy birthday for somebody we know. On March the 16th. Yes, I can only imagine.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.